Been a tight schedule on our Southwest Kansas Focus program. We wanted to air this interview last week, but time constraints prevented us from doing this. This is the Fort Hays State University president, Dr. Ed Hammond. He's been there in that post for 27 years, and he made a recent stop in Scott City, and I asked him what he was doing in Scott City, and then we'll branch out into some of the programs that Fort Hays State is offering right now.
Well, we're on our press tour, so this week we'll be in 20 different cities, and we have 41 different events. So we're meeting with media all over the state to discuss Foresight 2020, which is the state's new strategic plan to improve the Kansas workforce.
And what is that plan?
Well, there's three parts of the plan. First is to expand the proportion of educated people within the workforce. Right now it's about 49%. And for Kansas to be successful, we need about 60% of the workforce to have some one-year certificate, associate degree, or baccalaureate or higher degree. We know from doing research this year that if you have a bachelor's degree and you are 20 years out of high school, you'll make $25,000 more a year in the Kansas workforce. And so it really pays to expand that educational level within the workforce and to make Kansas competitive with the other states. We need to turn around the fact that we've been declining. We were in the top five states in the United States. In terms of percent of educated workforce, and that's just continually dropped. We're now 17th in the United States.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Dr. Ed Hammond, who is the president of Fort Hays State University and in Scott City today. And you talked about that slide. What is that attributed to?
Well, the mix within the workforce is changing, and then we just aren't educating as many people as we used to. If you look right now, there's no more graduates from high school. The number's been pretty flat for 3 years, and it'll be flat for three more years. So what we need to do is we need to get more of those people through the system. And Fort Hays is a leader in doing that. We're the fastest growing school in the state of Kansas. We now serve 13,411 students. We are, in fact, the Chronicle of Higher Education just released, we're the third fastest growing college or university in the United States. There are only two that are, of the 2,700 public and private schools, there's only two growing faster than we are right now. So we are providing significant progress towards growing that workforce, that educated workforce in the state.
What do you attribute that growth to, and what areas are you branching out?
Well, primarily that growth's being driven by two things: high quality programs and reasonable cost. Our credit hour is only $111. So, for example, a student taking 15 credit hours for the fall and spring semester this year will spend about $4,300 to go to KU. That's going to be $13,500. So over a four-year period, you're looking at a $40,000 difference between getting a degree in business at Fort Hays and, say, getting a degree of business at KU. It's a $30,000-plus difference at K-State. And those numbers are forcing people or encouraging people to come to Fort Hays where they used to go to other schools. If you look at the six region schools in the last 5 years, Fort Hays has grown by about 21-22% over that last five-year period. Emporia is down about 14%. Kansas State and KU are down about 7% and 8%. So if you don't have any more high school graduates and we're growing, and there are three universities that are declining, what's happening is students that used to be going to Emporia and to KU and K-State are now coming to Fort Hays.
Mm-hmm. We're wrapping up our interview with Dr. Ed Hammond, who is the president of Fort Hays State University. And Dr. Hammond, what are students looking for when you talk about this growth in Fort Hays State? What do you think
that
you're offering?
Well, they're looking for high quality programs too. Mm-hmm. It isn't just all about cost, but it's about quality programs. And everyone says, how do you know if you have a high quality program? Well, the best way is to look at what the students do when they graduate. And, you know, in most all of our disciplines, they have to sit for some national exam. Let's take accounting, for example. If you're going to major in accounting, it doesn't matter whether you went to Harvard or you went to Wharton or Fort Hays or UCLA, you're going to have to sit for the CPA exam. And so we have scores of our students and scores from all of the other institutions. And there are only 13 colleges or universities in the United States that have had two top 10 students in that exam in the last 3 years. Harvard, Wharton, Stanford, and Fort Hays are in that list. And so when we look at our students and how they perform, that is quality when you can produce students that perform at that level. Same thing, you can look at teacher licensure. Everyone, doesn't matter whether you go to Baker or you go to Fort Hays or K-State, if you're going to teach, you got to sit for the licensure exam. And we know that 90, out of all of the students that attended Fort Hays and graduated last year, there were 211 students who were graduated in elementary education, and all but seven of them passed the national exam. We looked at our online program because we do a lot of online education as well, and I want to make sure that the quality of the online program is just as good as the quality of the on-campus program. And there, only one student that graduated didn't pass the national exam. So I know we're doing a quality job, and I think it's that fact that we provide quality education at a reasonable cost that drives the growth.